I promise not to talk a lot, but I but I have to thank Jimmy for promoting this conversation, and Joan, our literary chairperson for Allegheny County, who's been a mentor and a friend to me, and Michael Worcester, who pushed me out, got me started, and Jan Beatty, what can I say, who keeps me growing. Some days I am. Some days I am soft silk and shimmery satin, delicate trochees sitting lightly on the page. Some days hard leather with gold studs, jackboots storming citadels, firing brilliant ideas from this Glock brain. Stunning. Warmed by the fire in my belly, spelling myself on the page, struggling to find. Skipping along the strand, sloshing through surf, abandoning. Plunging into the brilliant dark, getting the blood and fuck down on paper, showing the body wet with wanting. Aching for my lost lover when words were irrelevant. Some nights, just whispers and cries. Swimming through the water. I make a brisket, read Kabbalah aloud, argue with my soul about what lies below the smooth surface of this lake. I remember the way cool blue water felt on my hot summer skin, how puffs of white shaped, reshaped the sky, settled on green foothills at dusk, draped mist there in early mornings, and the child who trusted something in that sky. This deep blue Adirondack lake does not remember me, and for all these lush green forests flapping brown-gray wings, I still have questions. Envy the fish who find their joy in swimming through the water. I'll tell you something I know. That deer bring ticks and Lyme disease, but watching them forage in the woods brings tears to my eyes. That global warming is insufficient to melt cold hatred, and glacial ice could never cool our fire. That meds may extend my prognosis, but living on is not always living well. That orange juice counteracts scurvy, but it's hell on my islands of Langerhans, not to mention my kidneys. That wishes are processed by saints and angels who dwell on clouds, but amethysts don't fall from the sky. That life is to be appreciated, but without you, not so much. That dreams don't always come true, but mine did, and when I'm awake, I know the difference. That time heals almost everything, and I will find a way to make it through the rest of my life, but don't know how to find the poem in the day without you.
I need some water.
That is another page. Cross Country, 1951. And the epigraph. The quote is from Rosalie DeMayes Ruffman, a line she threw away. If you've been somewhere, there's no use pretending you haven't. Marvelous. Alderson, Oklahoma. We stand where it was. Now a small measure of grass overgrows a patch of rail. No Choctaws left, only an old black man. Father is silent, waiting to smell the one-room shack, his father's wagon, sooner days no longer on the map. Silver Creek, Colorado, my favorite hilltop over the silver mine, just a tree, me, an old cow hand who offered an 18-year-old girl a cigarette and his chair. Thank you. Thank you. Banff Springs, Alberta, every moment a Canadian sunset. Lake Louise, high tea, and God Save the Queen, riding the Columbia ice fields, walking mountain woods with a handsome boy, mother down the road with a man who wasn't my father. Postscript. We stayed at the best hotels, except in Colorado Springs, the Broadmoor did not accept our calls, and La Jolla's elegant Coronado refused our reservation. But San Francisco's Fairmont did not have room either. But Tex and Glenn McCarthy welcomed Jews to spend their money in Houston. And Vegas? Hell, Bugsy Siegel owned the joint. I have to explain this poem. It'll only take a minute. I overheard some young people discussing running shoes, and I sat there and I laughed to myself and I thought, running. I remember running. I remember running. I remember running through the woody lot to Woolworth's for 5 cent bubblegum, vaulting over gnarly stumps with springboard ease to get movie star coloring books, paper dolls. I remember running up, down stairs, across streets and avenues, over rickety old bridges on my way through childhood. When did my step falter? Iris and crocus still emerge on time to signal winter's end, but I no longer trot across fields, skimmer down lanes. Instead, a slow, careful foot measures a space between lines and the sidewalk, watchfully avoids cracks and edges. I remember running with the wind my ally, sloshing through slush, wading into Arctic snowdrifts, leaving caution at the curb. Now I poke with my cane to ensure safe passage. What is memory if not for holding summer warmth and winter's chill, long youthful kisses in the crust of old age? How are we doing for time? Huh? Then I get some water.
Yep.
Water every 8 minutes. It's like being in rehab. I have to tell you, I was in rehab for 2 weeks and my young friends were so impressed. Lois did rehab. Hurricane, 1938. Have you seen the long black Chrysler prowling the rain-drenched streets, headlight beams bouncing off the thick gray storm? Is she gripping the wheel tightly with her imported Italian leather gloves, tapping her fingers as she hums that dreadful tune? Does she roll down the window, call out to drowning children, drag them in from the weather? How many does she find, save, while I sit at our kitchen table, staring at the quivering flame of a candle? Que carajo, Jack Walford. Up that tricky driveway, steep rutty tracks, a welcome grin made the trip worthwhile. In that room, dreary dark from another era, an orange crate to hold his great frame. He stockpiled root beer for me, sucked on hand-rolled cigarettes, sipped from an unspecified cup. He held forth on poets, famed, obscure, read Lorca aloud in Spanish, then his own work from notebooks. His voice illumined darkening hours. He spoke of rhyme and meter, played muddy waters and Colombian folk. December days grew shorter, his odds longer. One day he was done, an echo in his poems. You can save your applause. I'll accept a 10-minute standing ovation at the end. I'll take Manhattan. Alice and I split a corned beef on rye, nibble, strawberry shortcake between stanzas, spill, verse libre all over the Second Avenue deli. Brent and I eat steak tartare, sip Merlot at Joe Allen's, where Christopher Plummer sits a shoulder away. Wonder why we ever left town. I walk along old Sutton Place digs, detour into Little Riverside Park, smile at nannies, toddlers. Charles guides me through Schubert Alley. We reminisce theater days and cabaret nights. Bonsoir, the Blue Angel, Jazz at the Vanguard. High on New York, city of hurry up and wait for lights to change, cabs to stop, cross in the middle of the block even when the sign says don't. I chomp this big apple, never get to the core. Yesterday, Pavarotti. Yesterday, Pavarotti seeped under my door. Sinatra crooned, "Here comes heaven again." And I approached, always with a smile. "Where are you now?" That good night came swiftly, if not so sweetly, and now you are invisible. Send me a message, a thread of cigarette smoke through my window, the soft hum of a ballad in the wind. Then I won't rely on an occasional rain to stay in touch. New blooms on the pear tree, lilies and marigolds lining the walkway.
Don't worry about it. Read your poetry.
We're not going to listen to him, are we?
Go ahead and read. She's fine.
Don't tell me you're too tired to talk. Mary Lou said jazz is a conversation, so talk to me, baby. Tell me pretty tunes, and I'll comp your lyric in 3 flats. Tell me about the sweet smell of lilacs your shirt carried to the laundromat after the last gig while I slept through those sets in my loft on 48th Street, which never smelled of lilacs. Tell me the one about the after-hours bash I wasn't invited to, but you went anyway. And don't leave out the part about singing 3 choruses of Pretty Women to the redhead behind the bar after closing. Arlen loves this one. The title poem, "Be Willing to Lie," for Jack Wolford. "Be willing to lie to make the poem work," he said. He leaves his music behind for me. How do I hide the sound of weeping? Is my sad song a relevant chorale? How do I paint the heat of pain without searing the canvas? Should I lime his portrait with gratitude for his release? Should I sing Hosanna, he's in a better place? Is that the lie he meant?
Water.
Oh, damn, there goes the ovation. Changes. These days, aging friends disappear by inches in each conversation. Leaves fall, grass turns brown, deer stalk remnants of plants in naked woods. An old lover leaves a bed half empty. A sister's death leaves a trough of tears. Children outgrow themselves, fill their own spaces, make less work for mother. Telephones ring less often. It's about time. Getting down to it, past shoulds and shouldn'ts. About time to turn off those tapes, turn on the music while there's still time to hear it. I'm out here trying to make this last walk a waltz, that clock tick a cool riff.
Are we almost done?
Almost
Two more?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not in the book, but I happen to like it, so you're going to hear it. Nota bene, which means note well. And the epic, whatever, is a quote from Naomi Shihab Nye, who said, "Clothes drying on the line tell us we're going to live long enough to wear them." Notice what is there. See dirt under your fingernails, coffee stains in your empty morning cup, blinking light on your telephone, daffodils spearing defiantly upright through earth. Listen for new words, hear thunder's warning, track lightning jagging across the sky. Move slowly enough to catch a spider making its web. Follow a raindrop on its journey to ground, a snowflake dancing in air with unintended choreography. Watch puddle waters shimmer in the breeze, return to stillness when the breeze moves on. See clothes drying on the line. Thank you, Jamie. And this last one was started out as an imitation poem of the wonderful Toy Derricotte, who wrote a poem about the iris and chicken fat. Who else would? It is now my very own, and it's called Hydrangea and Free Fall. And if you look at the cover of my book, did I mention my book? I envied that luscious burst of bubble flower, cellular profusion that defies constraint, and I was reminded of that little girl in the aqua dress jumping off the porch step in free fall, head thrown back, arms outstretched, reaching for the sky in full confidence that the brick path would be there when she landed. And my father aiming his Rolleiflex, "Smile now, honey, hold still." Even as I floated free in space, I just knew I owned. Thank you so much. Here's my book. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.